This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Senator James Inhofe, a member of both the Senate Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees. If you missed the first half of our conversation about what he saw when he actually got to see those bin Laden death photos, please look for that interview elsewhere on this site. Now we're going to turn our attention to Guantanamo Bay and why Senator Inhofe is pushing legislation to ban presidents from actually closing that facility. He's also going to offer his reaction to the International Committee of the Red Cross, advocating that the United States allow the family members of Guantanamo detainees visitation rights. And Senator, let's jump off right there. First of all, what do you make of the call from the Red Cross to allow visitation rights from the families of terrorist detainees? On to the issue of Guantanamo Bay now, sir, and on a couple of different levels. First of all, the International Committee of the Red Cross has recommended that the United States allow family members of those terrorist suspects and other detainees at Guantanamo to be able to visit them there. And at the same time, I know you are part of an effort to make sure that Guantanamo stays open as long as you believe that's necessary. Bring us up to date on those two issues.
Those guys, the biggest problem they have, the terrorists or those incarcerated there, is obesity. They've never eaten so good in their lives. They have medical treatment they've never had before. I mean, we're treating them like babies as it is, and I don't think we need to go any further than we've already gone. But let me just make one observation first. I'm kind of the self-appointed point man on keeping Gitmo open. I have been for 3 years. I think everyone listening to us right now knows that for 3 years, President Obama has had an obsession on two things. One, he said we're going to close Gitmo, and the other is we can't allow the CIA to use those interrogation methods. Well, we won because it was open. They left it open. But I have to say this. If he had won and they closed Gitmo and also took away the reins of the CIO, then Osama bin Laden, he'd be alive today. And you follow that? You know, that's the reason. There's that information that allowed us over that 10-year period to track this guy down and then go get him. And so what I want to do, Greg, is parlay this into I introduced a bill. The bill will make sure that no president can close Gitmo. And in addition to that, to start bringing terrorists into Gitmo. I mean, we stop and think about it. We have all of these high-value detainees, and right now the president won't let them in Gitmo, so we put them in prison places like Afghanistan, where that's just it's a revolving door there. They turn them out again. So I would just think that's a very significant thing. One of the first things that Obama did when he was elected president was to turn loose 600 of the detainees. We have reason to believe, and our intelligence tells us, that 150 of these 600 are now, they're released and are fighting against trying to kill Americans. That's 25%. And so you just can't turn these guys loose and expect them to be good little boys. So my big issue is to try to change the president's policy, because he has not put one new detainee into Gitmo since he's been president of the United States. I'm just trying to use people like you and radio to make sure everybody understands that that's a serious problem. A
couple follow-up questions for you, Senator. It seems as though that the Obama administration, perhaps reluctantly, basically admitted a few weeks ago that Guantanamo isn't going anywhere once they decided to hold the trials for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others down in military tribunals at that facility. You also see folks now like Lindsey Graham, who had previously been in favor of closing Gitmo, now in favor of keeping it open. Do you feel like, given that and pretty much the longstanding public support of keeping it open, that this debate is pretty much over? Or do you think that the lingering idea that this administration has had for a while now, that they'd like to see it closed, makes this an issue that definitely needs to be debated?
Well, it definitely needs to go into the law, because I can assure you, given the opportunity, that President Obama will close Gitmo. And you know, that opportunity could come up sometime, and we would not be able to stop it. And you're right, Lindsey and McCain and quite a few of them who were for closing it at first, I think, have turned around. So we're in pretty good shape on that. But when you think about it, we spent $10 million on the expeditionary legal complex that is there, and it's the only place that you can have these military tribunals. And so, you know, it's just too valuable of an asset. And besides that, it's one of the few good deals the government has. Greg, you probably heard me say this before, but it only costs us $4,000 a year. There's not a bargain like that in government. And Fidel Castro hasn't cashed our checks in 10 years, so I would say we can't afford to give it up.
Back to the issue of the family visitations, you're obviously against it. What do you believe is the administration's likely response to that?
I think that they're going to do all they can because they've got to satisfy their very extreme liberal base. And you know, the ultimate thing for them would be just turn them all loose. But I would say the visitation thing is a position that I think that he's going to try to do, and I think that he's going to have a lot of sentiment against it. And so we'll have to wait and see how he responds to the public pressure in opposition to that. I don't know what that'll be.
Senator, some very interesting and very important topics. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Greg.
Absolutely. Republican Oklahoma Senator James Inhofe, member of both the Senate Armed Services and Foreign Relations Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.